Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today with my co-host,
Tom Mazur.
And Tom, this is one of our special Strong Tower Radio programs because we've been interviewing some people, and it's called People with a Purpose.
It's so much fun. These are people that we hear on the radio, that we hear them on your program, Jelaine, as well as JB's program, and we get to talk to them, kind of hear the behind the scenes, why and how they came to where they are today.
Right, because most of the people so far have something to do with music, is why you're hearing them on Gospel Melodies or on JB's program. And I always have a hard time. I always want to say people with a passion. But I think especially people with a purpose do have a passion.
Absolutely.
And on the phone with us, we have Sandra Enterman from Australia. Sandra, we are so glad that you're joining us.
I'm so glad to be joining you. Thank you for the invitation.
And you are in Australia. You're coming through loud and clear. But there's a time difference from Cadillac, Michigan to where are you in Australia?
I'm in Queensland, Australia, where it is 6:40 in the morning.
Okay, and we're in the afternoon on Monday, and she's on Tuesday morning already. So that's
we're leading the way.
Yeah, it's amazing what technology can do. And so, Tom, before we get started to talk to her more, would you have a word of prayer?
Absolutely. Our Father in heaven, we just revel. You love singing. You created singing, and singing can be done to your honor and glory.
Amen.
Lord, be with us as we talk to Sandra, and that we will find you in the discussion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, amen. Folks, if you go to the internet and look up Sandra Enterman, and it's Sandra, and the last name is Enterman.com, you will see her website.
So they could, while we're talking here, look up her website and get the pictures.
And let me ask you, because I'm just on the beginning of your, well, I'm on the bio, which I'm going to talk about. But if people want to hear some of your music, they can hear it on this site?
They could find it on that site, and you can purchase it on that site. But all the music is on all the digital platforms as well.
Okay. All right. So anyways, if you click on bio, let me just read the first two sentences on this bio. It says, 16 million neurons synapse in perfect harmony, and for the very first time, air displacing amniotic fluid passes across her vocal cords. The cry of a newborn is the sweetest sound, and Sandra's first vocal work was no exception. I just thought that was wonderful, that your cry was no exception.
Yep. Vocal exercises.
That's right. So when did you realize you like to sing?
I would say during family worship in the home. I'm the youngest of six. And so family worship, we'd all be allowed to sing our favorites morning and evening. So there was much music in the home, and I enjoyed that.
So you were raised in a Christian home.
Yes.
So you were very privileged, because many of us are not raised in a Christian home or even have music, like you're saying, during worship. And lots of times, you know, worship, I mean, most people think it's just going to church and hearing sermons or maybe prayer meeting, but music is very important. It's a part of worship.
You know, Jelaine, it's interesting. I'm seeing a line drawn, a parallel. We did an interview with Jamie George and the influence of his parents, a very spiritual home, and Buddy Hotelling, also the influence of his mother, and the other ones, Vonda Bierman and Jennifer LaMountain, all of them. I think that Christian home had a wonderful influence on them.
Right. Well, you know, and it's amazing if you do pay attention to any secular singers, musicians, a lot of them started their careers, so to speak, in church.
That's true. So there was a musical environment, and being the last of six students, you just were born into it. It was already going. You didn't. You were immersed in it, and so you just. That was there anything else? And so lullabies and such. And was your your home was how was it different than many homes maybe in Australia and in the Western world today?
Well, I suppose having that strong faith element to life and living in this home was a real blessing. And watching our parents model those Christian values. And I suppose they believed that having harmony in the home could be achieved in more ways than one. You know, when you're singing and you're making music harmoniously, it helps the relationships as well. So even if we were fussing with one another, Mum would be like, yeah, okay, but you better put it to music. So it's really hard to argue and fight when you start trying to put it to a tune because you'll end up giggling, you know. So it was just, we weren't without our struggles. We would fuss with one another and give each other grief. And my mum didn't quite understand that because she was, whilst she wasn't an only child, her siblings were so much older than her and they adored her and treated her so sweet. And we were all like fractious and you know, fussing with each other. So she got ingenious. She said, right, put it to music.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You said something and I want to go back on it. You talked about the harmony. There's a sense when you are really singing with other people that there is a blending. Can you flesh that out a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Singing with family, there's this natural harmony that goes on because same mum, same dad, genetics are strong, and it just is a nice instant blend. But not everyone has that privilege of singing with family, and so we end up singing with random other people, and I get to sing with different people regularly, and it's really exciting to hear something come together that's really special and beautiful from three different people, four different people who've come from totally different walks of life, and yet you come together and you produce a sound that's harmonious and united, and it's always exciting to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, that you're working towards together to produce a sound that's going to, you know, be inspirational or a blessing to someone else. And I find that a lot of my friends are actually musical. They've become my friends because we have that similar interest. You mentioned Jamie George and Jennifer LaMountain and some others. They're good buddies of mine. So it's because you have that common goal that you're united and you end up harmonious, you know?
And I notice on your website you talked about, well, you weren't even born yet, but your mother would sit at the piano and play lullabies. And I'm sure you heard that, whether you knew it or not at the time. And then, you know, growing up in your family, you also mentioned you were deprived of television. Do you look back now and think you were deprived?
I'm still deprived of television. I choose. That thing is an insult to your intelligence. So I suppose, television or even social media now, there's a lot of stuff that can really just take up your time and not help creativity. Whereas if you get rid of some of those things, you might find a lot of people are quite musical and a lot of people have skills they didn't know they had.
Well, I believe that, you know, spending too much time from the television, you're right. Now, on your website, I also see a picture. Looks like maybe your mom and dad and your siblings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are your mom and dad still living?
Yes. Yeah, dad's 84, mom's 82.
Okay. So you get to get together with the family, I would think, I don't know if on a regular basis or quite often, and then I'm assuming there is music in that home.
Yes, definitely. It's hard to get everyone together these days because there's so many nieces and nephews and grand nieces and nephews, but the immediate six siblings, we can pull together pretty easily. We're all just within a couple of hours max of each other, so it's nice to come together. And you know there's always going to be music if we do get together.
So when did you start performing?
My earliest recollection would have been my grade one school concert. I had the, I was going to say the privilege of going to a Christian school, an Adventist primary school, I think you call it elementary. But it was actually the secular section of the concert that I sang How Much Is That Doggy in the Window.
Oh my.
Self-accompanied on a ukulele. Yes.
Well, that makes sense. First grade, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Yeah. Indeed.
So since then, you've been singing for people, for sure.
Yeah. Mum tells me that I must have been listening to someone play or sing, and I, as a little tot, and I said to her, when's it my turn? When's it my turn to sing?
So you've always been a singer, right?
Yeah, singing much in the home, and then right throughout school, primary school. Our school was a church school, and so there were programs that were put on at different churches, and we had musicals that we would do every year. So it was just nice to go to a school that really afforded me that opportunity to sing a lot.
So how old were you when you did your first album?
How old was I? I don't know. 2002, I think, was the year that I did that first. Oh, 1999, I did a sibling trio album.
So you did it with your siblings?
Yeah, my brother and sister, the Enterman Trio.
Okay. All right. And you're from Australia, so how did you get to be well-known? Then, because I see that on your website, you've been all over the world.
You know, I was doing a year of volunteer work in Florida. I took a year off work and came over there to be a Bible worker in a community in Florida. And at the end of that year, I gave a concert, and someone from 3ABN, Three Angels Broadcasting Network, happened to just be in the area visiting someone there. They attended the concert, and then they went back home to 3ABN and said, we need to get this girl. And so 3ABN, bless their hearts, invited me to come and record for them. I came from Australia because I'd gone home by then. But they have continued to air my music over the years, and that has then opened doors for other invitations to come from other parts of the world. And it's just been really sweet of them, really, to afford me that platform.
And so what year was that?
That would have, I was in Florida in 2000, 2001, and came back maybe 2002 to record with them.
So, Sandra.
And I've been coming backwards and forwards ever since to record, more and more. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, you've been back and forth so many times, you can do the time change very well. You taught me a lot about that. People would think that you're a full-time musician on the road all the time. What is your day job?
Yeah, I am not a full-time musician. I know a lot of people do that, but I don't ever want to see every CD sale, every concert as a chance to make money. I just like to see that as ministry. And I have a day job. I'm a glazier,
Yes, what is a glazier?
A glazier is the person who puts all the glass in every product, whether it's in your windows, your doors, your shower screens, shop fronts, mirrors, anything to do with flat glass. That's what I handle.
So I did that in college, but we would fix all those broken windows that the college kids would break. So do you go on site or do it in a factory?
Both. Yeah, both. I try to stay in the factory. Because that way I don't get sunburned. I'm pretty fair-skinned. but, of course, there's a lot of on-site work as well.
So what other hobbies or interests do you have besides singing?
I am heavily involved in the local church, so there's not a whole lot of time for much hobbies other than music. But I do enjoy photography, and I do enjoy drawing. Pencil portraits, but there's just not much time for either. So they kind of take a backseat.
Well, especially because she has a day job. Like you said, you actually have a regular job. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and talk some more to Sandra. And I think we want to just talk a little bit more about your day job, as well as the reason why we are talking to you, though, is about your music. So we'll talk more about that, too. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Batchelor from Amazing Facts. Strong Tower Radio is a station that believes in the power of prayer. In the book Steps to Christ, we're told, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Not that it's necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive Him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. What a beautiful promise of God's power for our lives. Do you have a special prayer request that you'd like for us to pray for? If so, call us at 877-278-5512 or send an email through our website, strongtowerradio.org. We have a team of prayer warriors standing by to join with you in taking your petitions to the throne of grace. God loves each of us so much, and He's waiting to hear from you.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today. I'm Jelaine Fenner with my co-host,
Tom Mazur.
And Tom, we've been talking to Sandra Interman, who is a wonderful singer that I know I feature on Gospel Melodies and JB features, as well as 3ABN Music, because that's where I first heard about her, was there. And you asked her, though, what's her day job? Because even though she's a singer, this isn't how she makes her living. So, Sandra, my question is, how did you get involved in being a glazier?
It is a pretty random line of work for a girl. If you'd have asked me when I was a child what I wanted to be when I grew up, that would not have been on the radar. So I went off to university to do education, to be a teacher. And 10 days later, I decided I think I want a gap year. And so when I was
you wanted to drop out of school after 10 days, right?
I suppose you're right. Well, I just wanted a gap year. I was happy to go right back. I just wanted a break. And my brother, who was working as a glazier at the time, took over his business. He bought the business that he was working for right when I was starting to look for work. And so my job interview was with him and his wife in their pajamas and got the job. And I just went to work for a year, but I loved it so much, you know, working for family. And he's the brother I sing with in the Enterman Trio. And so he understands music ministry, that sometimes you just got to go. And so it's a lovely, flexible working environment where he understands ministry first, trade second. I never went back to university.
Well, and that's wonderful. I mean, in working for family. And so, so on your website, it does say that you're the world's first female certified glazier. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? So that means that in the glazing trade, you can be an apprentice glazier, then a glazier, then a certified glazier, than a master glazier. So in that rung, you know, I was the world's first, because there's not very many females who do the trade. So then it was a little bit easier to get that title first.
So how long did it take you to become certified?
Well, it was years. I've been there for 27 years, and it was sort of early, in the early 20s, 20-something years that I'd been working in the trade, that someone from the Australian Glass and Glazing Association, which is now the Australian Glass and Window Association, got wind of the fact that I was doing the trade, but I wasn't qualified. I'd just been doing it for years and had all this experience, but didn't have a ticket to show. So they encouraged me to do my apprenticeship formally and get my glazier, you know, recognition. And once I did that, then they were like, and now if you jump through a few more hoops, you'll be the world's first certified. I was like, I've got customers to serve. I haven't got time for all of this paperwork. But, you know, they hung the carrot out and I said, okay, let's do this. So it was over a couple of years.
So you mentioned that you're working for your brother and that's part of the trio. Do you sing while you work?
every now and then, but lots of craziness going on at work and busyness that there's not so much time. But we can switch out of work mode and straight into ministry mode and not carry the weight of the day and the stresses, you know, when we have to then go do music. So, and often, you know, we'll shut down shop and go sing for a funeral and this or that or the other that might pop up. So it's lovely.
Well, let's talk about singing. And where I was introduced to you is your Friday night singing group. Tell me a little bit how that, it's just a fun time. I mean, there's a lot of giggling, laughing, a lot of joy that brings in the Sabbath. I've seen it a few times, and you have a few people are singing and a lot of jesting and just happiness between people.
I never had used the Facebook Live feature because I didn't have the app on my phone. I refused to have my life run by Facebook, so it just wasn't on my phone. But when COVID hit and I realized a lot of our church content was going online and I look after our Facebook page, I realized we have to get this app on the phone. And then I was starting to miss music and fellowship while we were in that, you know, that heavy lockdown period. So as soon as the restrictions were lifted, I hightailed it to my brother's home, the brother I work for, because he had all his children at home. And I thought, there's probably going to be a heap of music over there. So I went over and downloaded that Facebook app, hit the live button, and we just sang. And we took requests from people, you know, whatever they wanted to sing, because I thought surely other people are feeling how I'm feeling and missing music and missing fellowship. And so it just started that way and it grew that people were just sharing it. And we don't ask anyone to like or share. We're not trying to compel, you know, people to up the views, but it has just happened by virtue of what we do.
Well, speaking of that, how many likes and views do you have?
Oh, I don't know, but I can say that I can't add all these people who then want you to add them on Facebook. That's too overwhelming. So rather people click follow so that they can follow those public posts whenever they happen. At the moment, it's sitting about 20,000 followers who will then have that come into their feed.
That's a serious following.
Well, you know what
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy.
What I think is just wonderful, because you're in Australia, and the Sabbath, for some of our listeners, you know, the Sabbath starts at sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, wherever you're at.
Sure.
And so your Sabbath starts on our Friday morning.
That's right. So I suppose that's also one thing that's helped it grow. Because we're in this part of the globe that's leading the way, as the Sabbath rolls around the world and people start welcoming in the Sabbath, they watch it after. So at any one time, we have an average of 800 to 1100 views just live. But once the live is finished, that's when the views go up. The greatest views have been like 134,000 views on a couple of the sing-alongs. Others, 120,000 views. The average is around 70,000 views on that one sing-along, you know, each week. So some weeks, you know, it'll be a very different style to others. Every week I'm using different people, whether it's my family or friends. So there's a different sound every week, whether it's guitar or piano or keyboard, just three-part harmony, singing old hymns, new choruses, whichever they're requesting we're singing.
And how long is each session?
We started an hour, but people keep on typing, hide the clock, don't let them know the time. So we'd give them a little extra. And now we're sitting at an average of an hour and a half session. So I pre-warn everyone who comes on, you just got to be able to sing for an hour and a half.
I'm sure.
Vocal cords.
Well, I'm sure you and whoever's there, and that was a question I was going to ask you, it's not always the same people every week. But
that's
I'm sure
right.
You don't mind because most people, once there's music and you start listening and you can sing along or just listen, it's like going to a concert. I mean, you sit there and listen and you might sing to yourself. And so it's just.
And we encourage that. We encourage people to sing with us. So we tell them the song title, what lyrics they might need to look for on another device. Sing with us. We have people playing along. They'll send videos of their little children playing their little ukuleles or their recorders or whatever.
Amen.
So we encourage people to sing. sing with us and to join in. But of course, other people in other parts of the world, they're busy cooking or they're just waking up in the morning. They're doing their housework while they're listening, you know. So they come in and listen for half an hour and go and do something else or whatever. It's very just low-key and organic.
Well, because of the pandemic, though, I think this is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
And, you know, we've had a couple different recordings and, you know, talking about the pandemic. Because when it happened, I mean, all concerts, you know, churches were closed. People, you know, were not getting together. And music, it touches the soul.
Yeah,
and so that's why this has just been a wonderful thing, I think, that you do. And like you said, once you guys are done, though, it's out there and people can go and watch it.
And they keep commenting. So it's really sweet because when you watch something back that was a Facebook Live, the comments keep coming in real time as they came in when it was live. So the people who then watch it around the globe, it feels like it's still live for them. And because people are greeting one another and wishing each other a happy Sabbath, and it's just they start then typing in their comments and their requests. And a lot of them would know it's not live still, but they hope that we'll see those requests for the following week or the weeks after. That, you know, surely do my favorite one of these days. You know.
Well, that's my question. You must get lots of people requesting. Who is reading all those comments?
Yeah, it's a bit of a job to try and keep up with it, and it's impossible to catch all the comments. And even my inbox gets inundated with people writing personally, and I try to read as many of those as I can because some of them are really beautiful and personal. They'll tell you their story of how this is ministering to them in their darkest time in life.
Well, why don't you share one of those stories with us right now, the one that really touched your heart because what you are doing touched them.
Wow, which one? I don't know. I suppose a lot of them would be to do with death in the home, sickness in the home, parents who maybe have dementia, who this is like music therapy to them. Mm-hmm. It brings them out of that state, has them present, has them singing songs from their childhood, because we do a lot of songs that were written well before I was born. So it transports a lot of the elderly people way back in time, you know, to their youth, their days of, you know, better days. And so I hear from their children saying, this is just ministry to my family and to my parents who are needing this right now. And then, of course, there's so many people who are isolated and lonely because of COVID. And then there's just a whole nother demographic of people who are isolated and lonely, period, nothing to do with COVID, that they've never been asked to sing in the choir or in the praise and worship team at church. They've never had that opportunity to sing their lungs out, you know, and yet in the privacy of their own home, they're just singing with us and getting to be a part of something that's really big and special, and they're fellowshipping with, you know, other believers. And then, of course, we're attracting a lot of people who are not believers, who have very different worldviews and who don't understand the whole happy Sabbath thing, not Christians at all, but who love to be there for the music, for the banter, as just a time to exhale and be blessed. And they write in. And so it's more exciting for me for that demographic than just a bunch of believers, you know, hanging out in the same space. So
who would have ever thought your music ministry would be doing what it's doing today?
It's so humbling. You're so right.
So if our listeners, because we are strongtowerradio.org, people can, you know, hear us, go on that and hit streaming and can hear us, and they want to be able to find you on this Facebook, what do they type in looking for? They're on Facebook, what do they type?
They would type my name. So it's not a public page. It's just my own profile. And that's Sandra Enterman, Enterman.
Okay.
So Sandra Enterman, it's my own just personal profile, but I hit public on those live streams, so every Friday they are available to the world, you know, they're not just to my friends. So
this is coming,
and then
up.
We upload on YouTube afterwards, so that people who aren't on Facebook can at least watch it on YouTube.
So this must be coming up on your 1-year anniversary.
Almost. I think we did Sabbath sing-along 47 last Friday. So, yep, definitely almost up to 52.
So are you doing something special for the big 5-2 or?
I haven't had time to think ahead and plan anything because, you know, life is so full. And it's a miracle that I can even make it on time every Friday night to hit that live button. But, you know, I suppose we'll do something special. And I have great visions that when COVID restrictions really ease and we can actually bring people together in a big way, like that I would bring all the sing-along participants onto one stage, you know, one platform, bring them all together and then just have the different groups come out and sing the best song from their, you know, sessions or whatever. It'd be lovely to do something special like that, but that might be a future dream.
So every week, I mean, when you start talking about this, you went to your brother's. Are you always at the same place?
I went to my brother's 2 weeks in a row. The third week, they were busy with some online program that our church had and I couldn't go. And I was like, oh, this is just terrible. I'm going home Friday night without music. The following week, restrictions had lifted and I was able to drive a certain amount of kilometers. And so I could get to my music buddy's home that I regularly do music with. And then from there on, every week I'm in a different home.
Oh.
I've got favorites, you know, we've got favorite groups where we go. And then every now and then I slip in new people, new groups, and end up in a new home. So you just got to get there, work out the layout, like how we're all going to fit in the same frame. Where are we going to place this phone so we can all be seen? You know, quick lights, camera, action, go. So there's not a lot of time to prepare and rehearse or anything. And you don't know what's going to be requested. So it's just get on, hit that live button, have a couple of songs ready to go, hopefully, and then start taking requests.
Well, amen. I think it's just wonderful, you know, what you're doing and we're reaching out. So I pray that our listeners will go on Facebook and type in Sandra Enterman, E-N-T-E-R-M-A-N-N on Facebook and find you there so that they can join in or at least listen and maybe even send you some favorite requests for themselves.
From Strong Tower Radio listeners.
That's right. Yeah.
Lovely. We can give you a shout out.
that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Okay. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and talk to Sandra some more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today with my co-host,
Tom Mazur.
And on the phone, Tom, we've been talking to Sandra Enterman, who is a singer, and I play her music on Strong Tower Radio's Gospel Melodies, and JB plays it on his, as well as 3ABN. And so we've been enjoying you, and I'll tell you one thing, Sandra, is you are so happy, and you laugh. It is just wonderful to hear you.
My middle name is Joy, so I'm just trying to live up to my name.
That's true. And we were talking about, because of COVID, you had ended up starting Friday night Vespers, you know, welcoming in the Sabbath, which in Vespers means a sundown worship. And Sabbath starts on sundown Friday night through sundown on Saturday night. And because if you've been listening to us and you didn't hear exactly at the beginning, she is from Australia. You can hear the accent. So you start your Sabbath on Friday night, which here in the United States is very early, on a Friday morning. And you've started this sing-along. It's like a concert as well as a sing-along.
Or a jam session.
Yeah, jam session, that's right.
Yeah.
And so one thing, we were on your website, which is Sandra Enterman, Enterman.com. You can go there and find out more about her and hear some of the music. And if you're interested in, you know, purchasing some of her music. But one thing that we didn't ask you is, because you have albums, how many albums do you have?
And I had to think about that. So I have 4 solo albums and 2 trio albums with my siblings. It's been a while since I've recorded any, though. I've been a bit busy lately, but yeah.
That's right, because we talked about you have a day job.
Yes.
Because music is a ministry, and that sometimes in ministry, usually if you're doing ministries, it's not like you're making a lot of money to live on.
That's right. And you know, let me clarify, those who are working in music ministry full-time, more power to them. God bless them. I support them. That's just not my calling.
Right. Well, that, and that's
when I see someone who's hurting, I just want to be able to give them CDs. You know, I just want to be able to minister to them and not think, there goes my next meal. I've just given away a product.
Well, and especially because of this pandemic, if somebody's doing it for a living right now, they're not making much money unless people are going online and buying CDs. Because there's no concerts anymore.
Yeah, a lot of my buddies who are in full-time music ministry, they are feeling this. This is hard for them.
Very difficult time for them. Let's turn a corner and let's talk about there's stories behind probably every song. Would you share some of the most compelling stories why you wrote a particular song?
That's right. You're not just a singer. You're a songwriter.
Well, it's funny, you know, I don't consider myself a songwriter. I have spent the majority of my life singing everybody else's music because I'm always drawn to songs that I feel will minister to someone who is hurting. There's music that's praise, it's direct, you know, you're singing to God. And then there's music that you're singing to people about God. And I tend to generally choose that type of music where I'm speaking to someone who's just really going through a rough time and is hurting, and I'm pointing them to the answer, you know, to Jesus. However, there have been times when I have had little spaces in my life where I've gotten creative and, you know, the juices have flown and music has been written. And recently there's this girl here in Australia named Carly Fletcher who has put together a label called A New Song Collective, where she's gathering Australian artists together to put out albums of original music. Mm-hmm. And so I was so grateful to be a part of that because that really compelled me to, you know, think original rather than just singing covers. So every year, now 3 years, there's been 3 albums. The last one's about to be released, but I have written a song for each of those albums. I Get You, My Quiet Time, and Wait Well were the 3 songs for those 3 projects. And the first one was written when I was living in the US. I had time and space, you know, I wasn't living my crazy busy life here in Australia. And it was my quiet time that I wrote over there.
And so how long did you live in the US?
Oh, actually, I wrote both of those songs there in that stint. I was there for a year in Florida and then 9 months in Maryland. And it was in that 9 months in Maryland time that I wrote those songs that were born out of just being able to spend quality time with God, not rushing off like I do here, you know. It was just beautiful exhale time.
Tell us a little bit more about those songs.
My Quiet Time is about not rushing off into your day without getting quality time with God and acknowledging that He's the one that is the sustainer of my life. He's the one that enables me to do what I do. And it's Him that gets me through life, and that I acknowledge that and get the best out of my relationship with Him by carving out time in the Word on my knees intentionally. And so that was one of those direct songs to God. You know, it wasn't a ministry-minded song of trying to reach other people. It was about me and Jesus. I get you, same thing. I get faith. I get hope. I get joy beyond belief. I get life. I get love. I get peace in everything. But most of all, you know, I get you. That it's this relational thing with God.
So you have this on one of your solo albums?
No, those three original songs are on the A New Song Collective projects.
Okay.
So they're online. They're on Apple Music, iTunes, you know, all the free streaming as well. I think they're all available online.
Okay. So Tom usually asks this question, but he hasn't yet, so I'm going to. Do you have a favorite song you like to sing?
Yes. It's so funny. We used to ask my grandma, what's your favorite, grandma, during worship? And she'd be like, oh, they're all favorites, dear. And really, I love so many songs that I suppose that could be a tricky question, but there is one that sticks out. And it's the song called One and the Same, written by a gentleman named Pete Carlson. I got an email from Pete once upon a time regarding another piece of music that he had written that I had sung on 3ABN, and he'd found it on YouTube, a song called Do They See Jesus in Me?
Mm-hmm.
And so he emailed me about that. He said, as the writer of the above-mentioned song, and I just, my heart skipped a beat. I thought, oh, no, have I paid my mechanical licenses? Mm-hmm. Are my, you know, royalties all up to date? Help, help. But he was actually just writing to compliment me on my interpretation of that song, Do They See Jesus in Me? And to offer me more music. And I was so humbled by that. And when he came back with this song, One and the Same, I instantly recognized it. It was a song that Cece Winans and Take Six had made, you know, had done as a collaborative piece. And I thought, oh no, really? That's a big song and those people have big voices. And he said, no, he said, I wrote it with just voice and piano in mind. And I feel you would do it justice.
Wow, amen.
Mm,
wow.
And as I listened through those lyrics again and really just took them on board for a whole new, you know, here I am thinking about now how I'm going to sing it, I realized what a powerful lyric it is. It's all about Jesus being the shepherd and the lamb, you know, being God and man, being just everything divine and yet everything human. Just a great song acknowledging the divinity of Christ. And I just enjoy singing it. I'm humbled that he gifted that, you know, asked me to sing that, and really powerful message.
Well, amen. So folks, we're going to take a break here because we're going to play some of Sandra's music in case you have not heard any of it. But we'll be right back to finish up talking to Sandra.
How shall I begin to speak about a God that I will never comprehend? So high and mighty and yet closer than a friend. The beginning and the end. Mystery of his holiness, the wonder of his humanness, are one, one and the same. I can't do him justice with anyone name. The holy God of heaven, the humble man who bore my shame, are one, one and the same. I scarcely understand how a simple servant can be called the great I am. how the Son of God is still the Son of Man. Both the shepherd and the lamb, the healer and the wounded one, the Father and the only Son are one, one and the same. I can't do him justice with anyone else. The humble man who bore my shame are one and the same. The way that we can come to know the truth that sets us free, the life that died and rose again, love revealed to me that you same. I can't do you justice with anyone name. Oh, the holy God of heaven, the humble man who bore my shame, are one in the same.
Okay, so folks, doesn't she have a beautiful voice? I mean, I love playing your music, Sandra. It's just wonderful. So now I have a question of traditional hymns. Do you have a favorite?
I think the first that comes to mind is the hymn Day by Day. And with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear. Just love that hymn.
I play that song too. Yes. This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a winner.
Yeah. And so is there anything more, because we only have a few minutes left, that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would love to say, just sing. Just sing, whether you can sing or not. Just learn to worship God wherever you are. It's hard to be anxious, depressed, stressed, frustrated, angry when you can keep a song in your heart. I remember growing up as a pathfinder, which is not unlike the scouting organization, with a spiritual bent, of course, that one of the things in our motto, pledge, whatever it was that we would keep a song in our heart and go on God's errands. And I really would encourage people to do that, to just keep music in your mind, to sing. Music therapy is a real thing.
Amen.
And it can help lift your spirits. And when you praise God through your trials and through your struggles, you baffle the enemy. Satan is trying to discourage you. Satan's trying to take you down, and he's trying to show Christ that they're not placing their trust in you. Look at them, you know. But when you can praise God and sing through your struggles, he doesn't know what to do with that. He's like, this is not working. So I think it will just really help your state of mind and your relationships when you can always just be positive and sing and praise God through whatever you're going through.
Well, you know, that is so true because, like I said, music, it touches the soul. We all know when you're sad and you hear a song, it's I don't know if it's soothing your soul, but you're sad. So that's a sad song.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
and like I had said on my music program, it's called Strong Tower Radio's Gospel Melodies. And it, mm-hmm. you know, I tend to play more of the country, southern gospel, toe tapping music. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many times mm-hmm. I play something. And when it's all over, I'll say, no, wasn't that, doesn't that make you feel happy? Because how can you be sad when you've heard that song?
Well, Sandra, you touched me in this as I've had experience when there was a time that was probably a little down and a song came across and exactly touched my life. I had two mm-hmm. young sons and look at the Lamb, behold the Lamb.
Oh.
And that
oh,
one
wow.
touched me.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
Then another time was I heard... Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Mm.
And I happened to be teaching a youth class, and you just kind of wonder week after week if you were getting through to them. And that song mm-hmm. gave me assurance that it was worth it, even though the thank you was not necessarily coming that day.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and,
wow.
and
when, yes.
when you said that, Tom, about a time I can remember, and most of us do remember where we were, what we were doing on 9/11, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was in real estate. Anyways, I had to make a phone call to appraiser. And, mm-hmm. you know, had the TV on, you know, and everything and see what's going on. Anyways, I called and they put me on hold. And mm-hmm. I know these people, but I was shocked. I was listening to gospel music. And it was yeah. instrumental. But I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I just felt this release. It was just so soothing
nice.
To, you know, because of watching the news and seeing what's going on and hearing this gospel music. And I just sat there, and I said, thank you, Lord. And I'm listening, and I'm like, don't answer the phone. Don't answer the phone. Because this was, you know, they're on hold music. And
yes,
I just
yes.
could not believe how it just relieved the tension, the anxiety I was having at the moment. So
yes.
music
wow.
does touch our souls.
It does.
Yes. Yep. And so we're so thankful that you got up early in Australia to talk to us, Sandra.
You are so welcome. My pleasure.
And folks, I hope you've been blessed by listening to this interview. SandraEnterman.com. And it's Sandra, just like you spell Sandra, mm-hmm. and Enterman, Enterman. .com. And you can go learn more about her, hear her music, and even purchase some of her music and maybe see what her concert schedules are. And who knows what's going to happen in the future right now with this pandemic, because you are in Australia and we'd love to
yes.
have you back here in the U.S.
Let's see whether that ever happens again.
Yeah, we will see. Well, at least we can go online every yeah. Friday to Facebook and type in Sandra Enterman on your Facebook page, and you can mm-hmm. hear her bring in the Sabbath and sing along. And it doesn't matter what time of the day on
yeah.
Friday or Saturday, you can go in and listen to this.
Lovely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Well, we've been pleasantly enjoying talking to you and hearing your music, and I just pray that this will bless our listeners. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Bye now.
Thank you.
The one I want others to see. Do I show in the way that I walk in my life the love that you've given to me? My heart's desire is to be like you in all that I do, all I am. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I choose to be. Do they see Jesus? Jesus in me. It's amazing that you'd ever use me, but use me the way you will. Help me to hold out a heart of compassionate grace, a heart that your Spirit fills. May I show forgiveness and mercy the same way you've shown it to me. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I communicate your love and your grace? Do I reflect who you are in the way I choose to be? Do they see Jesus? Jesus in me. Thank you.